temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
It's always good when we bump back in with a little Metallica. Welcome back to the huddle. 11:23 on this Sunday morning. The Minnesota Wild get a huge win last night over the New Jersey Devils in a shootout. Dane Minuzzani is the beat writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, joining us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dane, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I imagine it was a late night for you. Usually when it goes to overtime and shootouts, you have, what, two different articles going at that point, depending on what happens at the finish?
Yeah, it was definitely a late night, but, you know, I think them getting the win was huge because as well as they played, like, they needed to walk away with that win, yeah, or they would have been really upset post-game. So,
yeah,
it worked out in the end.
I was going to ask you, when you talk to them after, and these guys, you know, it's always a reminder, right, that these guys aren't robots. They're human beings. You know, that if you as a fan are feeling frustrated that there's not wins happening, you can only imagine what it's like to these guys who are in it every day. They don't play in a vacuum. It's a real world. They hear the jeers. How relieved were guys on this team that they finally got one of these bounces to go their way?
You could just feel it in the locker room post game, and you could see it on the ice. Like, as soon as Ryan Hartman scored that goal, it seemed like everyone kind of just was able to take a breath. But I think what was most impressive to me throughout the last couple of weeks, because I guess the struggles even date back to before the All-Star break, mm-hmm, is just how comfortable they have stayed, or how confident, and just they haven't let the bad vibes kind of get to them. And then that's so important at this point in the season, because this thing was snowballing. And then if you kind of just kind of dip your head and dip your shoulders, you're not going to be able to dig yourself out of it. So they were able to keep their heads high and obviously get a big win last night against one of the best teams in the league.
Dane, first of all, mahalo, and hope everything's going well. By the way, what has been going on as far as the offensive side of things? It's just really struggled for the Wild to get the puck in the net. And is there any magic left? They did get three goals last night, but still, they're just not able to get enough. And offensively, they've struggled.
Yeah, they can't score 5-on-5 right now. I think they were third in the league last year, 5-on-5 scoring. You can check my math, but entering last night, they were number 28 in the league. So that dip has been significant. And that's why I think the Hartman goal was so big, because these guys were grinding. They understand how much they're struggling 5-on-5. I can't put my finger on why they are struggling. Like, I guess if you take away Kevin Fiala and his 85 points, like, that kind of just makes sense that you're going to lose some scoring. But they're getting looks, and they're not hitting the net. They're not converting. So, you know, you would think at some point their luck's going to turn. But they might just be a team that's not very good at 5-on-5 this year, which is a little confounding how good they were 5-on-5 last year.
Yeah. We don't check math on this show, Dane, so you're good. I appreciate it. Dane Minuzzani is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, talking a little Wild hockey. Dane, I was at the game on Thursday night in the loss to Vegas, and when I saw Marc-Andre Fleury take his stick, smash it against the goal, and chuck it, I thought, oh boy, he's rattled, and then sure enough, he doesn't come out in the third period. Philip Gustafson has been incredible. He was great last night. He's allowed, what, two goals or fewer in the last 14 of his 20 starts. He's been way better, I think, than they expected. Now you've got Florida and Colorado coming in this week. Is it Gus on Monday, or do you go back and give Marc-Andre Fleury another chance, or do you just keep riding Gustafson? I will tell you that watching both of them in terms of confidence and in the way they play, Philip Gustafson just looks more confident right now. He was outstanding last night in the overtime and in the shootout and in the whole game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they go Gus on Monday. He's been spectacular. I think when Billy made that trade, Cam Talbot for Philip Gustafson this offseason, a lot of people were like, who the heck is Philip Gustafson?
Yeah, yeah.
He's really, really kind of proved everyone. I don't even know if he's proved it wrong, but he's just proved who he is. And he said it, playing for the Ottawa Senators, a team that was outwardly trying to lose, wasn't an easy thing for a young goalie. Now he's playing in front of a group that is very, very consistent defensively night in, night out. And he just exudes a lot of calm between the pipes. So, I think he's been really, really good. I think it's a little unfortunate that when, you know, a goalie is performing well, like the inherent thing is to try and compare him to the other goalie. So,
right.
You know, like, yes, I think Gustafson has been really good. I think Fleury's been good too. And I know people are going to look at that game the other night, the 5-1. He should have stopped a lot of those shots, but the Wild played porously.
The defense in front of him was not good either. Absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's hard, but it's also hard to argue that Gus hasn't been just absolutely spectacular this year. So, wouldn't be shocked at all if they go with him.
I worry more about where Marc-Andre Fleury's head's at, I think. I guess that's what I'm asking. Is it's not in terms of skill, because Marc-Andre Fleury's a Hall of Famer, right? But he looked frustrated, and when you're playing goalie at that position, it's tough it's tough when a goalie feels that, right? I mean, you just have to be able to compartmentalize each score. And watching him throw his stick and getting that frustrated made me realize, okay, he's not. This is compounding, and that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, he admitted that after the game. Like, kind of goes back to what you were saying about how these guys are humans, not robots. Like, Marc-Andre Fleury has always been someone who wears his emotions on his sleeve, and sometimes to a fault. And he admitted, like, look, I shouldn't have thrown that stick. That was unacceptable. He also said, I understand why Dean Evason took me out to start the third period. I have to calm down there, and I did not. So he gets it. I don't know if this is something that will linger. Like, he's been in the league for so long that
right.
I think he, even if he's not able to compartmentalize shift to shift, I think he is more than capable of compartmentalizing game to game. So, you know, frankly, as good as Gustafson's been, like, the Wild are going to need both. Their scoring just isn't where it's at. So they're going to need really, really good defensive play and really, really good goaltending for the rest of the year.
Dane, would you say we're almost expecting too much from Andre Fleury at this point in time at 38 years old, or is he expecting too much from himself as well?
I think he holds himself to a high standard, and I think it's fair for him to do that. He's been still pretty, pretty good this year. I think the biggest thing with Marc-Andre Fleury is that he plays like this old school style of goaltending where he is flailing around the net. Like, he does get himself out of position. And because of that, he's diving across the crease, making glove saves, or, you know, using his paddle to knock a puck wide. It's not as calm, and it's not as calm looking as Philip Gustafson. So I think some people can look at that and say, like, this guy, maybe he's not what he used to be. And maybe there is some truth to that, because he's not as athletic as he used to be, but he works extremely hard, and he holds himself to a high standard. So, I think at this point, he is kind of who he is, but he's still a very, very good goalie.
Dane Minnizzani joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Looks like, so now Florida comes in. Florida's been a weird team this year, haven't they? I mean, like, how do you really pick and handicap what they've done? Because they're good and they're awful, and they're good and they're awful. Like, how do you even look at this team?
Yeah, they're hard to figure out, because they were so good last year too. Don't have a good pulse on them, and I don't think really anyone does. So who knows what's coming in on Monday?
Yeah.
But I do know that whatever team comes in, the Wild can't worry about that. They played as clean of a game as I've seen them play in a couple of weeks last night. And regardless of who the opponent is, they have to stick to that game plan moving forward. That's how they're going to win games the rest of the way.
Dane, thanks so much. Appreciate your time as always. We'll see you at the rink soon, okay? Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Thanks, Dane.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right, let's step aside real quick. Come back. We'll talk a little more Vikings football and Super Bowl on the backside of the break. And listen to the Huddle on 830 WCCO.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.